Okay, I'll start with the Irish Independent this morning, and it has a stark headline, Cancel Your Holiday Plans, Houlihan Plea as Case Rises. And it says thousands of people who have booked summer holidays abroad are being advised to cancel them amid fears Ireland could be seeing the first signs of a potential resurgence of COVID-19. It says the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, issued the plea amid a small but worrying rise in clusters of travel-related infections and an increase in cases of the virus in young people flouting rules here. Now, Philip Ryan also has a story this morning saying Martin's Cleary snub sparked revolt in Fianna Fáil grassroots. And it says a Fianna Fáil grassroots revolt has been sparked by Taoiseach Micheál Martin's decision to snub his deputy leader, Dara Cleary. Fianna Fáil councillors held an emergency meeting over Mr. Cleary's appointment as chief whip rather than to a full cabinet position and agreed to raise concerns directly with Mr. Martin. It says in this article, Mayo County Council from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael also voted to write to the new Taoiseach to complain about the lack of ministerial representation in the West. So it seems this story is not going anywhere soon. The Irish Independent also has a brilliant photograph on the cover talking about phase three of the lockdown, which eased, of course, yesterday. And it's a picture of a man getting his hair cut with his dog, Teddy Bear, sitting on his lap as he got his hair cut in the Regent Barbers in Dublin. And the Irish Times actually has the exact same photo. The dog is adorable and it seems they're both getting their hair cut. The Irish Times main story today is government seeks extra €2 billion for health service emergency, and says the government is to ask the Oireachtas to approve almost €2 billion in additional funding for the health service this week to deal with the COVID-19 emergency. The government is also going to look for authorisation for an increased allocation of €483 million for jobs and enterprise development. The revised spending authorisation, if approved by the Oireachtas, it would see expenditure on health exceed €20 billion, and that would be for the first time ever. The Irish Times also has a story about banks, and it says more lenders bring in tighter rules for mortgage seekers. And it says several Irish lenders have introduced tighter checks and stricter conditions on mortgages for those in receipt of COVID-era wage subsidies. And it says in some instances, borrowers will have to produce evidence from their employers that their wage is substantial after subsidies elapse. And in couples, if one person is on the wage subsidy scheme and the other isn't, the lender will insist that the second partner is able to cover the entire mortgage should something happen. And this is after the Irish Times revealed yesterday that AIB has effectively blocked anybody who is on the wage subsidy scheme and is looking for a mortgage. It's just an outright no if that happens. So worrying times for those looking for a mortgage. Moving on then to the Irish Examiner, and it has a story about how young people are benefiting from Jobs Plan, and it says the government stimulus package will be looking at young people next week. It also has a photo of someone getting their hair cut. I'm booked in for July the 15th. It seems everyone is getting their hair cut except me. The Irish Examiner also has a story saying the OECD do not worry about debt during crisis, and the new government has been told by the OECD not to overly worry about the build up in Ireland's sovereign debt during the COVID-19 crisis and instead focus on preventing a return of the scourge of long-term employment. It also has quite a worrying story, and it says China polices minority birth rates, and it says the Chinese government is taking draconian measures to slash birth rates among Uyghurs. Now, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, and other Uyghurs, sorry, I've just been corrected, and other minorities as part of a campaign to curb its Muslim population. So basically, individual women have spoken out before about forced birth control. That practice is far more widespread in China. And it says China regularly subjects minority women to pregnancy checks, forced sterilisation and even abortion on hundreds of thousands of women. So, incredibly disturbing news there. The Irish Daily Mirror has a picture of, I was about to say the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, but the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, still getting used to that, and has a picture of him getting his hair cut yesterday. They lead with a story on Daniel Kinahan, will crush Kinahan, and that's coming from the Gardaí. The Irish Daily Star has the same story. We're coming for you, Daniel. Top cops warn crime boss. The Herald leading again with Daniel Kinahan. Gardaí turn up the heat on Kinahan. And the Irish Daily Mail, don't go abroad for your holiday. A stark warning from Holohan amid a rise in COVID-19 cases from foreign trips. And actually, just touching again on that story about foreign travel and concerns about it, the Irish Times reporting this morning that of the 24 new confirmed cases, so there were no deaths yesterday, thankfully, but there were 24 new confirmed cases. And it said of these, 9 involved people under 35 and 6 of them involved foreign travel. And one cluster required testing for more than 20 contacts of the original case, and they had travelled to Iraq from the northwest. So that story is set to run, and we'll have more on it on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Now, taking a look at the inside of the papers, and page 11 of the Irish Independent has a story by Ellen Coyne saying colleges have no record of sexual violence despite alarming survey results. And it says colleges and universities in Ireland don't know how much sexual violence is happening on their campus, despite evidence that 1 in 3 women have been forced or coerced into having sex. A survey by the paper found that almost all the third level institutions that responded had no records of sexual violence over the past 3 years on campus. It says the sector is preparing to bring in anonymous reporting and data collection in an attempt to challenge and eliminate sexual violence among students. Many of the papers this morning have a pretty alarming photo of two white lawyers in the United States who are brandishing guns as they argued with protesters who are passing their home in Missouri as part of the Black Lives Matter protests. Now, the woman has a small handgun, but her husband is holding what looks like an assault rifle. And at one stage in the photos, you can see that the woman points the gun at some of the protesters. Page 5 of the Irish Examiner this morning, it has a report about how a new online antenatal course has been launched to help expectant mothers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Evelyn Ring reports that researchers from Trinity College have developed the course, which will allow pregnant women to have expert and trustworthy advice about labour and birth. So, of course, because of COVID-19, face-to-face classes are cancelled and because of the public health restrictions. And so this online course aims to help women and their partners as they prepare for the new arrival, and the course is free. Page 2 of the Irish Examiner then has a story. It's about how we've been splurging on luxury food items and alcohol during lockdown. Research by Kantar says despite restrictions easing, people are still making fewer trips to the supermarket, that we're still buying in bulk and we're still buying a lot online. It notes that shoppers spent almost 25% more in the past 12 weeks to June the 14th when compared with last year. And shoppers were spending on average €200 more than last year. And it's because naturally we're buying nice food, more alcohol, because we're celebrating, you know, birthdays, special occasions at home. And people apparently have been trying to recreate restaurant experiences also at home, with increase in sales of coconut milk, Mexican meal kits, curry pastes and dips. Finally, in The Sun this morning, a story that caught my eye. Do you nag your partner? Well, they have a story about how nagging your other half can send them to an early grave. US scientists have discovered older people who reported higher level of criticism were significantly more likely to die within the following 5 years. Scientists said frequent nagging is not good for your health and can be a chronic stressor.